things.
Good things.
With Brent Lindeke.
Well, ending off today with Brent Lindeke, the good things guy, who's had a couple of weeks off. Brent, so good to have you back on the show today.
Oh, happy Friday, and it's great to be back on the show. I've missed all the Cape Talk and 702 listeners, and you, of course, man, and the team.
Oh, thank you so much, Brent. We missed you too. So you've got some great stories for us. The first one's about a young South African restaurant owner who's been named on the list of the world's 50 best... 50? Next?
50 best, 50 next. Mbatho has got this beautiful modern Zulu restaurant at the V&A waterfront at just 27 years old and has got this great sort of accolade to her name and to her restaurant. It is something to celebrate as South Africans because it's not just this high-end food. It's taking food that sometimes you might not eat, like afal and sort of livers and things that you might not find on a high-end menu, and she turns them into the greatest, greatest dishes. We posted about the story earlier this week, and the response that we got was just incredible from South Africans who have found her restaurant and support her and go back to the restaurant. So just a proudly South African story there.
Oh, that's lekker. That's a nice one. And then a South African finds a child digging in a bin and gives him a home.
Yeah, so Chesman John Brunt, I got to speak to him. He's got a TikTok account, and he put this video up that's just touching the hearts of all South Africans. He had found this kid digging in a bin in his street, and he approached the kid and he asked him, what's going on? And the kid said, no, he's collecting cans so that he can recycle it for food. He doesn't have a family, he doesn't have parents, he doesn't have a home. Chesman invited him into his home, gave him food, and as he walked away, he realized that a piece of his heart was walking away with this kid, and he immediately started the fostering process. Like, the next day started the fostering process, brought this kid into his home, and him and his partner have applied for adoption. They're going to adopt this
amazing
kid who literally he found on the street.
That's amazing. And then, Brent, listen, this story, I saw it in the New York Times, and I was like, what is going on? But the USA has discovered the electric kettle.
So this is straight out of the 1950s, and I added this story in here today because we could all use a good laugh at the moment. I know it's difficult living in South Africa. I know we're ping-ponging between sort of stage four, stage six. We're talking about stage eight. We don't know. But this is hilarious. In America, they seem to have skipped the electric kettle. So as South Africans know, when we want a cup of tea, we put our electric kettles on, we get the hot water going, we have our tea. Americans just don't drink tea. So for all these years, they've had coffee machines, coffee makers in their homes, and some of them have had kettles on the stoves, but this New York Times article looks like literally something out of the 1950s, where they explain this new fandangled technology. They call it a swift and easy way to heat water without using a stove. And the response has just been so, so funny. A lot of people are saying, like, hi, it's the year 2022. You should know what electric kettles are. And, of course, the South Africans have got involved with their commentary. We had Miles Flint who posted on that story. In South Africa, we are learning innovative ways to heat water without kettles. So we're going the other way. But it's just a little bit of fun for your Friday afternoon.
Oh, that's a great story, Brent. Thank you so much. And I wish you lots of light and lots of electricity this weekend.
Lots of light. And as always, only good things.
Only good things. Brent Lindeke, the good things guy. He's the whole week, you must see on social media, he has somehow managed to find good things in a very difficult week for everybody who's just feeling a bit drained and depressed from load shedding.